WEM wins FERC-OK for resource efficiency changes, written by Robert Mullen and read by an automated voice. FERC on Wednesday approved CAISO's proposed changes to the Western Energy Imbalance Market's Resource Efficiency Evaluation, or RSE, including a provision to allow energy transfers to members who fail to meet resource obligations ahead of a trading interval. The package of changes was part of a second round of RSE-related tariff revisions, which were approved by the CAISO Board of Governors and WEM governing body in December. The RSE test is designed to ensure that each WEM participant enters a trading hour with enough capacity and ramping capability to cover its own needs and to prevent participants from leaning on the market to meet internal demand. A balancing authority area, or BAA, that fails the test before an operating hour is prohibited from receiving WEM transfers during that interval. But meeting that requirement has become a challenge for some participants as the West faces a worsening shortage of generating resources and declining liquidity in the regional bilateral electricity market that typically helps provide short-term resource sufficiency, which stakeholders attribute to the expansion of the WEM itself. The RSE consists of four tests that measure feasibility, balancing, capacity, and flexibility. The rule changes approved Wednesday relate to the capacity test, which determines whether a WEM participant has provided sufficient incremental bid-in capacity to meet the imbalance among load, energy, and generation-based schedules. The first rule change will allow CAISO to establish a process by which participants that fail the RSE can obtain energy assistance transfers from within the WEM. Any BAA that receives such assistance will be subject to a surcharge on top of the cleared price for energy assistance transfers. The AIM Assistance Energy Transfer Surcharge is an after-the-fact charge designed to provide an alternative incentive for WEM balancing authority areas to meet their resource efficiency obligations during tight supply conditions while making additional supply available to other balancing authorities in the WEM, FERC noted in its order. CAISO plans to align the surcharge with the level of its soft or hard energy bid caps, depending on system conditions. It says energy assistance transfers will be voluntary for both the provider and recipient. In approving the tariff revision, FERC concluded that CAISO's plan provides increased flexibility to WEM participants and can help WEM balancing authority areas to meet their resource efficiency obligations during tight supply conditions. We also find the proposal allows CAISO to optimally dispatch supply and provide access to resources that were not otherwise available, it said. The rule change had particularly strong backing from WEM member NV Energy. The Nevada-based utility faces increasingly critical shortages of resources during summer and has been seeking a legislative remedy to address the issue. In a December letter to the CAISO and WEM boards, Lindsay Schleckway, Nevada Energy's market policy manager, noted that her company had asked the ISO to develop a mechanism to make excess supply available to a distressed AIM entity at an appropriate scarcity price and said it is of critical importance not to delay the implementation of this reliability enhancement past the summer of 2023 for grid reliability. Asymmetry addressed. CAISO's second and third RSE rule revisions focus specifically on the ISO itself. The second change will allow the grid operator to exclude from its own RSE calculation any real-time lower priority energy exports out of its BAA. Those exports are currently included in the calculation even though the ISO can freely curtail them to meet its own load obligations. At the same time, real-time WEM transfers into the ISO are not factored into the RSE, representing an asymmetry in treatment of transfers, CAISO argued. Inclusion of curtailable exports has caused CAISO to fail RSE tests that would have otherwise passed, the ISO said. FERC said CAISO's proposal helps mitigate this asymmetry and will improve the ability of the resource sufficiency test to more accurately reflect actual system conditions during periods of potential resource insufficiency. The third rule change pertains to scheduling priority rules and ETAG requirements for lower priority exports, with CAISO clarifying how it will interpret its scheduling priority tariff provisions to ensure that it can manually curtail lower priority exports in real time to meet its own supply obligations. We find that these clarifications are consistent with CAISO's existing authority to apply the scheduling priorities and help provide better transparency for market participants, FERC wrote. Further, we find that these clarifications could help operators identify lower priority exports and priority exports for scheduling and manual curtailment purposes.